You are listening to Amud Lechazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Seches Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, at the top of the Amud. Okay, so we were in the middle of the discussion about different tefillos that were that the Amoraim added after their davenings. Right, there was by the time of the Amoraim, there's already a set procedure for Shmoneh Esrei, but they could add their little tefillos at the end, their personal bakashos. We're going to see some very interesting ones, and then we're going to transition into common sayings of various Amoraim. A lot of valuable pieces, and Yizayin Amud Aleph is not going to be a number that you're going to want to forget. Now, in general, Amud V'Chazara, we don't want to forget anything, but this is a particularly interesting one with some key teaching. So let's begin. Rav Alexandri basarts lusay amar hachi. So Rav Alexandri used to say after his davening, here is a mafanecha Hashem Elokeinu. She's hamidina bekeren ora, val tamidina bekeren chashecha. That it should be your will, Hashem, that it should be stood up in a corner of light and not in a corner of darkness. Don't push away our hearts and don't darken our eyes. Seems to be a Karen Ora. Rashi says Bezavis Ora. That doesn't explain too much, but it seems to be usually light and darkness are terms of Gullus and Geula. So just we want more light, right? Already, Yehudim Ha'isa Ora V'Simcha V'Sasim V'Kar. We'll see. We might have a few Purim references to tonight. Ikud Amri, there are those who actually say Ha Ravam Nuna Matzila. No, that wasn't Rav Alexandri's tefillah. That was Rav Hamnuna's tefillah. What was Rav Alexandri's? Rav Alexandri Basar Demaksa Amar Hachi. He would say this: Ribon Ha'Alamim Galoy V'Yedula Fenecha. Master of worlds is revealed and known before you, Sheritzonenu Laso Sheritzonecha, that our Ratzon, our will, is to do your will. So now you're going to have a big kasha. Why do you do so many averos? Why do you withhold from so many mitzvos? Umi ma'akiv, and who holds us back? So two things. Sor Sheva Isa, the yeast in the dough, Vashibud Malchios, and the servitude, the subjugation of the kings of the Malchus, really the kingdoms. So those are the things that are holding us back. We'll elaborate on those in a moment. May it be your will that you should save us from the hands of these kings and the east and the dough. V'nashuv, and we will return. Lasos chukei ritzonecha b'lev shalem, and we will return to doing your chukim, the chukim of your will, with a complete heart. So this, what is this Sor Sheva Isa? So Rashi says Yetzer Hara Shelavavenu. It sours us, it makes us, you know, messed up. This Yetzer Hara, which is the Sor Sheva Isa, which this right here, this Gemara is going to be the source of many different Memorim in Machshava regarding Pesach, right? As early as the Kli Yakar, 1600s, but even it could be even earlier, but definitely later Sfarim and all Sifrei Chassidus, what Chametz represents. Chametz is the Yetzer Hara, so it's based out of this. And the Shibud Malchus is the subjugation of the nations around us, of the enemy nations. And these are the two things that cause us a lot of trouble. The Shibud Malchus. I forgot the Sor Sheva Isa prevents us from doing the Yetzer Hara stirs us up to make us do to violate los ases, right? We're over averus through that, and the Shibud Malchus prevents us from doing ases, because especially in the times of Rabbi Alexandri, in the times of the Amoraim, the types of challenges they had, the times of Tanaim, I mean, with Adrianus Hadrian, and outlawing these mitzvahs and those mitzvahs, the Romans here, the Christians there, outlawing so many mitzvahs, so that holds us back. But really, if you think about it, what's going on, there's an internal struggle and an external struggle that we have in our Avodas Hashem, that internally, ases or los ases, I don't want to do Avodas Hashem sometimes. And then there's the external one, which is that, you know, things outside don't let me. Whether it's the Malchios, or really I think you can extend it to any other things that come in the way. I think when we're younger, or just less mature in our Avodas Hashem, I think there's more Sor Sheva Isa. And hopefully you rise up to a level where the thing that told you back from doing mal from mitzvos and avodas Hashem is not the source of Issa as much as the shibud malchus. Meaning that, like, why am I not learning well? It's not because I don't want to learn. It's because I have these obligations and these restrictions, these challenges. But with me myself, I want to do avodas Hashem. Meaning the source of Issa is a more internal thing. But of course. But even the source of Issa is external to whom we to who we really are, because as he says, you know Hashem that Ritzoneinu Lasos Ritzonecha. That's our real Ritzon, and that is the lesson over here is save us and then Vinashu Lasos. We're going to return to doing. We didn't return. What if I never did it? No, because it's returning to our essence is what to serve you, B'lev of Shalem. So it's a very very important tefillah that you know could I to say. But for some reason, to my knowledge, it's
art school doesn't.
Yeah, to my knowledge, it's not in the art school center. Okay, but we there were some others that we saw, right? Rav's tefillah, Birkas HaKodesh was it is an included. We'll see some more today. In fact, I think right now. Okay, here we go. Here's a tefillah of Rav. Rav Basar to say Amar Hachi Elokai Ad Shelo Natzarti Eini Kedai Ba Achshuv Shenatzarti Kilu Lo Natzarti. So my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he says, my God, before I was created, I wasn't worthy of being created. Right, this is based on the discussion of Rashi. Lo yisi chashuv hagon liyotzer notzer, says Rashi. Right, this is a discussion with Machlokes v'Shamei v'Hillel. There's a person worth being brought to the world at all. So before I was created, it wasn't kedai to be created. Okay, no, you decide to create me. I've basically accomplished nothing of what I could have been expected to accomplish, and I didn't. Afarani b'chayai, in my lifetime, I'm as if I'm dust. Kavachomer misasi. Kavachomer in my death, when I'm buried in afar, right? Should misasi afarani? I'm buried in afar, and my body will deteriorate and disintegrate into the dust. Kavachomer then, if I'm dust when I'm alive, then kavachomer will be dust then. Also recalls Hashem's message to Adam and Rishon after escape. You're going to return to the dust. Hari ani lefanecha. I am before you like a vessel filled with embarrassment and shame. Yirtzem lefanecha, Hashem Elokai. May it be your will, Hashem, my God. Shelo echa to'od umach shechatasi lefanecha, merech berachamecha harabim, aval lo yidei yisurim v'chaloyim roim. Right, make it be that you empty out my sins with your mercy. Make sure I don't sin anymore. But when you somehow arrange it, please don't make it through Yisurin and sickness and evil sicknesses. Make it be in the purest, most painless way possible to rid me of my sins. And perhaps even take the pain of my embarrassment and the pain of my shame and make that instead of the terrible Yisurin that I could experience. Chas v'shalom. Okay, so that was his tefillah after every davening. This was the Yom Kippur vidui of Rav Amnon Azuti, and not just him, but also me and everybody else. This is one the actual Machzor did include. So that's included. Mar Bereda Ravina Kiyava Mesayim Slusei Amar Hachi. This is what Mar Bereda Ravina would say. Elokai Netzor L'Shanimei Ras Mesayim Demir Mirma. Sounds familiar. We said it a few minutes ago. I did. Okay. Okay. You don't have like that. Okay. Elokai Netzor. So my God, hold back my tongue from evil, and my lips from speaking falsely. Let's just see if there's no rashes over here. There's just us. Okay, so right, so we, which could be that this is right. So speaking evil, saying evil things, but also just speaking words of falsehood, whether intended or not. And to those who curse me, let my soul be silent, which is big. That's a big thing to not care, not talk back. And how many times does talking back escalate things beyond measure? So it's important. It's a tefillah we say for every Shemona Esrei. Let me not be arrogant. Let my soul be silent and not mind those who curse me. V'nafshi kefar l'kol tiyeh. Let my soul be like dust to everybody. So from one standpoint, from humility, I think. Tosfos over here says that dust lasts forever. You can trample it, but dust lasts forever. So make me be like dust and last forever. But I think also from a standpoint of humility, let me be trampled on and not mind, right? It's so much of that just comes from arrogance that like I deserve more kavod. He should treat me with more kavod, and that really leads to everything else. If you don't have any expectations, say I'm very humble. I don't mind people can treat me however they want. You'll be able to succeed much more in life. Open my heart to your Torah and have my soul chase after your mitzvos. So this part we don't have in our davening. Save me from any negative encounters and from the Yetzirah, and from an evil woman. And we call... Oh, yes? Oh, okay.
I see Oscar.
Yeah. Good point. There's a lot longer. Right, Nusach Svart is longer. Okay, I'm gonna read the next lines and you tell me if it's there. And we call Rosa Misagrosos, Lavola Olam, and all other negative bad occurrences that come into the world. So now back to what we have. Vakola Khoshvim, back to our regularly scheduled program. Vakola Khoshvim Alai Ra'a, and anybody who thinks bad about me, Mehera Feritasam, right? Utsuates of his supar, right? Back to Purim again. Immediately annul their counsel of kakeh machshavo sam, it says right here. Destroy their thoughts. Yiratzon emrei fi ve'agyalni b'lefanecha Hashem shtiri v'goali. As we indeed end off. Okay. Rav Sheshes ki ava yaseh betanisa basur d'matzah yamar hachi. So Rav Sheshes would say this following tefillah after his fasting. This is such a beautiful perspective on a tanis. If you've never thought about it before, just to see this here, it's really a beautiful to think about. When's the next Tanis we have coming up? Tanis Esther. I can't stop talking about Purim. So let's see. Ribon ha'olamim, galoy v'lefanecha, bizman shebeis mikdash kayem adam chotei makriv karbon. It's very well revealed to you, Hashem, that when there's a beis mikdash, a person would bring a karbon, a person would sin, he'd bring a karbon. Vein makriven v'menu, and the things that were actually offered as on the as the korban were the fat and the blood. It was kaparlo, and you would achieve a kapar through that. And now I am sitting in Tanis in a time where there's no more Beis Hamikdash. And my fat and blood has been diminished because it thins out when you don't eat. Maybe that the fat and blood that no longer exists today, I sacrificed my fat and blood today by not eating, that should go up on this metaphysical mizbeach and serve as a karbon v'tirtzeni, and you should find favor in me through that. Beautiful perspective on Thomas. Rabbi Yochanan ki yavim esayim safra. Okay, so now we're done with the tefilos. But here's a statement that Rabbi Yochanan would say, ki yavim esayim sifra de Iov. When he finished Sefer Iov, a rather long Sefer, it says he would finish it. Meaning, like, it sounds like, you know, if he had a line that he would finish Sefer Iov, probably he did it a lot. It was often that he was this thing. If we remember from Daf, hey, Amud Beis, we mentioned Rabbi Yochanan, he carried around the bone of his 10th son. He lost 10 children. He suffered terribly, Yisurin, which we said was Yisurin Shel Ahava. So it makes sense that he would have a strong inkling and connection to Sefer Iov. So if that's why he was reading it. Anyway, this is what he would say. Amar Hachi, Sof Adam, and Rashi says, I'm not sure if Rashi is giving a reason for it. Rashi says, Al Shem She'iov Niftar B'Shem Tov. Because Iov left the world with a Shem Tov. That was the reason he said it. Is that connecting to the next point? I'm not sure if Rashi is giving a reason why he would say this or why he would finish Iov a lot. Maybe because there's something very good about a Shem Tov. But let's see the teaching that he would say. Amar Hachi, this is what he would say at the Siyum. Sof Adam Lamos. A person's end is to die, and an animal is to be slaughtered. They're all standing to be killed. Right. So praiseworthy is he who grows in Torah. And his toiling is in Torah. He creates nachas ruach, pleasure of liyotro to his creator. V'gadol b'shem tov, and he grows in a shem tov. V'niftar b'shem tov min ha'olam, and he leaves the world with a shem tov. Va'alav Amar Shlomo, and about him, Shlomo Melech said in Mishle. I'm sorry, Koelos. Yeah, I thought I was wrong. So I was right, because I thought I was wrong, and I was correct. Okay, Tov Shem, Mishem and Tov. A good name is better than good oil. V'yom Amvaros, V'yom Holdov. And the day of death is better than the day of birth. So it seems that a person's life could be every person is suffering the terminal illness called life, right? Which no one survives. It's like a 0% survival rate. Now be a few. Serach Basasher, but really everyone is destined to death, maybe after 120. But somebody who achieves a Shem Tov in this world, you know, in general, the day of death is greater than the day of birth. But you hope that someone accomplished something in that time. Growing in Torah, giving pleasure to Nachas Ruach Yotzro is really what we're hoping for. Okay, now we're going to have a few of these Margalev Apumes. The Margalev Apume, which I think literally means like a pearl in the mouth of, which sounds like a choking hazard, but a beautiful teaching that was constantly in the mouth of these various, looks like some of them are Tanayim, and I think we'll have Amarayim. Rashi says on Margula Vume, Dabar Zet Ragil Befiv. So he seems to be translating Margula as Rega, as Ragil, like it was a common adage of the various rabbinic personalities we're going to quote. So it could be both. It's a pearl of wisdom that was a constant pearl of wisdom. So anyway, Margula Vume de Remeir. So this is what Remeir would say. Gamur b'chol levavcha, learn with all your heart and with all your soul. Ladas es derechai, to know my ways. So presumably he's talking in the name of Hashem, not in his, talking about his own ways. It could be that this is something that he would say to himself. So learn with all your heart and with all your soul so you can know my ways. V'lishkod al delasai, and be diligent on my doors of my Torah. Netzor torasi b'levavcha, and guard my Torah in your heart. V'negere necha tia yirasi, and before your eyes should be the fear of me. Shemor picha mikol chet, and guard your mouth from all sin. V'tayark v'kadesh atzmecha mikol ashama v'avon, and sanctify yourself, purify yourself, and sanctify yourself from all guilt and sin. V'ani ayeh mecha b'chol makom, and I'm going to be with you in every place. So it's powerful to think about somebody talking for Hashem to themselves, saying what Hashem just constant reminders of. And you see the different things of like holding, being careful about your eyes and your heart, your mind, guarding the Torah constantly, achieving levels of Tahara and Kedusha. I mean, if he would say this to himself all the time, no wonder he turned out to be a Rav Meir, you know. So Hashem is with him wherever he goes. That's the promise for living at this level of sanctity and purity. Okay. Margula, but Pumayu Durabanan Diyavne. Where does he go? He can tell if this is true. Okay, this is the Margula in the mouths of the Rabbanan of Yavne. Ani Bria v'chaveri Bria. So I'm a creation, and my friend is also creation. Rashi elaborates that it's not just any friend, but so Rashi says, "Ani haosik b'tora bria, ani v'chein chaveri ama aretz briahu." So my friend, the ama aretz, is also a bria. He and I are both creations. I happen to be a learned creation, I'm a learned person of Yavne, and he is an unlearned creation, but we, nevertheless, common denominator, we are both creatures. Okay, good start. For me, I have my work in the city, and he has his malacha, he goes to work in the field. Rashi seems to take this euphemistically, it's like, by saying mine is in the city and his is in the field, he's saying my work is better, my job is better than his. I like Kolel better than the field work he's doing. Ani mashkim l'machti v'hu mashkim l'achto. We both get up early for our jobs. Kishem shehu eino misgader b'malachti, kach ani eini misgader b'malachto. Just like I'm not misgader myself, right, which Rashi seems to say, misgadel, it's fosum in a sea, meaning taking pride and excelling in my malacha, just like just like I have no interest in being a great construction worker, doctor, whatever he is, he also has no great interest in being a learned person like me. We're not interested in each other's works. V'shema tomar, and maybe you're going to say, ani mar bevuhum amit. Maybe you're going to say, well, yeah, I am able to learn a lot, and he's able to learn a little bit, meaning he's justified. This is how it's explained, I think. Right, by Rashi says, "Rishema Tomar Hadini Moshe Ino Misgader the Melachti." Like the Gemara is too vague without Rashi. I don't think Rashi is the only shot here, but we'll work with Rashi. That Rashi says that, you know, you might say he's justified in not having any interest in learning because I'm a marbet and he's a mamet. I have a lot. I have a lot of time to learn, and I have a great capacity to learn. And he doesn't. There's very little time, so it's not kedai for him to waste. You know, he has 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night. It's not kedai for him to waste his time learning Torah because he's not going to achieve my levels. So maybe you'll say he's right for not having interest. Meaning he takes for granted. Of course, I'm justified not having an interest in doing whatever he's doing. Who cares what he's doing? But he should have. Maybe you should say he should have an interest in what I'm doing. But no. But then you'll say he's justified, and I Taina, he should have some interest in doing what I'm doing, and you might say, well, he's justified in not because he doesn't have a lot of time to learn anyway, so he's not going to be able to accomplish the things that you can accomplish. Further back and forth, it's a little. Okay, Shaninu. So Shaninu, but that's not a good justification for not having any interest in learning at all. Shaninu, because we learned Echad Amar Bevechad Amamet Tibilva Sheichavin Liba LaShemayim. Whether you have a lot or a little bit. As long as your kavana is geared towards Shemayim, if you're l'shem Shemayim, your heart is l'shem Shemayim, you put in the best ever you can, so really things equal out. Now, Rashi says over here that this is Veitza Karbanos Hu B'Menachos B'Sofa. We're going to learn about this in Menachos, and different Karbanos, and Ani is like Makriv Nafsho by bringing a small thing of Menachos, just flour, because that's all he can afford. So, and it happens to be that this line is also said, I believe, by the Ramah regarding drinking on Purim. Right, because he goes through different shitos of drinking, and then he says, Echad Amarbe. He says, like, some say you shouldn't drink, maybe you shouldn't drink at all, maybe you should drink a little bit, go to sleep. Or at the end, he says, Echad Amarbe, Echad Amarbe, Achichan, leave us, wash my. That whether you drink a lot, you have the shita, you drink a lot of wine in Purim, or a little bit, the bottom line is do it with Shem Shemayim. So this line is important when it comes to Talmud Torah. Okay, so someone doesn't have time to learn so much during the day, or they don't have the mental capacity to accomplish so much in learning. Okay, do a little bit, but do a little bit, Lashem Shemayim, and you're really just as good. Okay, Margala Bapume da Abaye. Abaye had a Margala Bapume. Liola Mihe Adam Arum Beira. So Arum over here seems to be clever, not unclothed. Not here, also, you could be unclothed in fear, or fear that you're unclothed. But I think over here means Rashi seems to say it means that you are being clever. Right, laharim b'chol mina yaram aliras boro. Right, that with the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara is a tricky devil, basically literally. So you have to be very clever to outsmart him. And ma'ana rach meishiv chema. And if you answer, respond to him softly, you turn back wrath, anger from people. Umar b'shalom emechav. And a person should increase shalom with his brothers, v'im krovav, and with his relatives, v'im kol adam, and with all people. V'filim im nachri bashuk, even with a non-Jew in the shuk. I mean, from Meiri, I saw Meiri quoted saying that that a kavod chomer of a nachri in the shuk. Of course, a nachri that you know, right? Gentiles that you're in contact with. Of course, then. But even nachri that you don't know, some random guy in the shuk, even he, you should. You should make shalom with him. Kidei sheyehe ahuv lemaala v'nechmad lemata. So that you should be beloved above and coveted, liked below. V'hi mekubal ala brios. And you should be accepted among the creations, the creatures of the world. Amru Allah, and to support this, Amru Allah, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, they would say Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he was many generations before Abayu, about four generations before, five generations, no, more than that. Well, before that, and what they say about him that shalom hakdimu adam shalom me'olam afilu nachri bashuk. No one could beat him to the hello. He beat everybody to the hello. He said good morning to everybody first. Even the nachri and the shuk didn't have a chance to say shalom before he would say shalom to them. So this is a fundamental teaching of Abaye. I mean, you see throughout Shas a million times you see Abaye's name, different halachos he teaches. What was the margal of Apume? What was the thing that he would say constantly? The teaching that he lived by is that you should be clever with the Yetzer Hara. Of course, you're a Shemayim, and be clever with Yira, but you should answer softly to people, make peace with not just with your brothers, but all your relatives, and really all people, even Goyim, random Goyim in the marketplace, and you should just be a beloved person. Be accepted among the creatures. That's what we're supposed to do. And if you see Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, that's a much earlier source of such a concept. I think it's just a critical piece. Now we go on to Abaye's Chavrusa, Margalu, who made the Rava. Rava also, how many times do we see Rava's name in Shas? Thousands of times in Shas. We see Rava's name. So what was it? What was Margalu Bapume? Tachlis Chachma, the purpose and the end result of Chachma should be Tshuva Umaisim Tovim. Tshuva Umaisim Tovim. That is the goal of Chachma. Rashi says, so fundamental. Ikra Shel Torah Shehei Ima Tshuva Umaisim Tovim. That the fundamental purpose of acquiring Chachma Satorah, learning Torah, should be leading to Tshuva and Ma'isim Tovim. Now, also Torah is, it is a means, it is an end to itself. There's a concept of Torah Lishma, and Torah is delving into the divine mind. There is that. But at least one of these main purposes of Chachma, says Rava, is Tshuva and Ma'isim Tovim. Lo yehe adam korei v'shone. You shouldn't have somebody who's a baki and psukim and mishnayis uboid ba'aviv imo barabo, and he's kicking, meaning rebelling against his father, his mother, his rebbe. Ubemishu gadol imenu b'chachma b'minyan, and someone who's greater than him in chachma and minyan, which we know someone, you have to have respect for someone that in whether in age and in numbers. Shenemar, we have a pasuk. Pasuk says, pasuk in Tehillim, Reish is chachma yiras Hashem, seichel tov lechol aseihem. That the beginning of chachma is yiras Hashem, and it's seichel tov. It's good intelligence, understanding to all who do that. Lo osim lo nemar, not to the doers, elo lo aseihem, to those who do them, the doers of them. Lo osim lishma. So the Gemara darshan says, the ones who act lishma, who do it for the sake of them, lo aseihem. Those the ones who are doing the mitzvos for them, v'lo losim shelo lishma. Not those are so. It's not rishis chachma for those who are not doing it lo lishma. V'chol osim shelo lishma, noach lo shelo nivra. And for anybody who does it lo lishma, better that you were never created. That's very harsh. That's very strong. And I'm okay saying that because I think Rashi and Tosfos essentially say that too. Rashi says that. Right, so he says that Perish Sha'ina Lomid Kadeh L'Kayim El L'Kanter, meaning this is not talking, there's different types of Lo Lishma. There's some people who do it Lo Lishma, and Rashi ends up, Sheikh Abduhu, people who learn Lo Lishma, so they should get kavod, so people can call them rabbis, so people can say he's the best guy in yeshiva, get a good shidduch, right, or marry off his kids. Well, so that's one type of Lo Lishma, and then there's another type of Lo Lishma where you learn these psukim and texts and gemaras so you can be a heretic. And so you can rebel and have answers, and you have, unfortunately, very knowledgeable people out there who are knowledgeable or in certain areas. They know Gemaras, translated Gemaras, and they use it as ammunition against Das Torah and against the Mesorah. So that's the type of lowest we're talking. Better not to be created. However, in general, as Tosfos is going to quote, really the Olam Yasuk Adam B'Torah Mitzvos Afilu Shalolishma Shemit famously Shemitoch Shalolishma Balishma. Also, a fundamental teaching right here on this Amud. So. So Rav is telling us the purpose of Chachma Satorah, it's supposed to lead to Tshuva Ma'isim Tovim. Granted, you don't always do it Lishma, but when you make it Lishma, you grow in Tshuva and Ma'isim Tovim, in returning to Hashem and Ma'isim Tovim. Okay. So we'll have to pick up the pace a little bit. Margala Bapume de Rav. There's a Margalit of Pumid Rav. Loki Olam Hazeh Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is not like Olam Haba. Olam Haba ein bo lo lechina ve lo lishtia ve lo periv ve revia ve lo b'masa ve matam ve lo kina ve lo sinah ve lo b'tachrus. So in Olam Haba, there's no eating, drinking, marital relations, business, jealousy, hatred, contention, rivalry, Sachrus. Elo tzadikim yoshim v'atrosem b'roshayhem. Rather, tzadikim are sitting with their crowns on their heads. V'nenim iziv ha-shchina. They're benefiting from the glow of the shchina. Shnemar v'yechuzu esa elokim v'yokla v'yushtu. And they, as the pasuk says, in what parsha? Of course, Parshas Mishpatim, right? Shachar Pratis again, confirmation, we're doing the right thing. They saw Hashem, and they were eating and drinking. This happens at the Gilei Har Sinai, Nadan Ravihu, right? So that was like a little taste of what happens in Olam Haba. There's a Machlokas, Rambam and Ramban, what type of Olam Haba we're talking about. Is it the Olam HaNeshamos? What stage is this? Is it Chesed? Before Tchisim Eishim, after Tchisim Eishim, but not going to get into it now. So now Rav continues. Gedola havtacha havtichein Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'anashim yoshim l'anashim. There's a greater havtacha, a greater promise that Hashem gave women more than men. Shneimar nashim is pasuk in Yeshayahu. Shneimar nashim shana nos komana shemana koli benos botchos hazena imrasi. That's it, right? There's a lashon of shananos and botchos. There's two lashons essentially of women. Be secure. Get up and listen to my words. Be attentive to things that I say. And there's shananos and botchos that they can be extra secure about their olam haba. Now, Amar Le Rav, the Rav Chia, Rav said to Rav Chia, he asks, so new, Nashim b'may zachyan, women, how did they get such a skus? Right? We're talking about the greatness of Talmud Torah. I mean, there are many different shatim in what's going on here. What's the women's skus? Well, why do they have any less skus than men? So it might be that they, you know, there are a few, they're mitzvah decisions, man grama, so there are a few that they have a few. It's actually not so many mitzvahs that men have that women don't have, actually. It's overrated how many mitzvahs actually is.
Men have
that
don't have.
Okay. The mitzvahs that my grandma, there really aren't too many. River Bar Lieber said it's not too many. But what exactly is it? The shot that says to me the best is that we're talking about Torah. We're talking about the godless of Torah, the greatness of Torah, how it aligns you, gets you to tshuva, maisim tovim, osinachas ruch, yotro. So it's so great, Talmud Torah, and women are not obligated in Talmud Torah. And not only are they not obligated in it, but we don't have such a, I mean, nowadays it's a little bit different than it was back then, but there wasn't even such a facilitation of women learning Torah. It's true, women do get schar for Talmud Torah. What type of Talmud Torah should they learn? It's a different discussion. But they do get some schar in Talmud Torah, but they're in a mitzvah v'osa, right? They weren't commanded, so they don't get nearly the same amount of schar for learning Torah that a man does, because he's mitzvah v'osa, as the Gemara Avodah Zarah says. So how do women get these great milos in the source of Torah if they weren't commanded in the first place? Mara answers, Ubakruye Benayhu, the Beit Knesset, with the psukim of their sons that they bring to the Beit Knesset, right? By sending the kids to school and helping fill up the applications and carpools and this and that and packing the lunch and sending off their sons to school to learn Mikra. Ubesnuye Gavrayu, and the Mishnayis and the learning of their husbands, Bei Rabbanan, in the Bei Rabbanan, in the Beis Midrash, Avinatrin legavrayhu anta asum Bei Rabbanan, and waiting for their husbands until they get back from the Bei Rabbanan. Meaning that when a woman's skus in Talmud Torah is when she facilitates the learning of her husband and children. So if you can send this recording to wives and mothers. That when a woman encourages her husband and children to learn, she facilitates and she sends off the husband and says, "Go learn." Rashi says that even she gives her shoes. Sometimes sending them to a different city to learn and staying at home and waiting. And sometimes, you know, she's tired. And remember, this is back before they could what's it called? Netflix, right? This is before, you know, now you know my wife doesn't have it. waiting at home, waiting for their husbands, but no, sending and saying, no, don't worry, I'll be up when you get back, it's fine, we'll schmooze then. You go out and learn. That's such a powerful schar she gets in Talmud Torah. And Bamberger quoted, I forgot whom he quoted, but he wants, what a piece that women get more than men, because When men leave, the second they leave, the woman gets the scar. But the man goes around, especially in Queens, trying to find parking for half hour. He gets in, he makes a coffee, he sits down, complains about his day. He learns for 2 minutes out of an hour slot. His wife gets a scar for an hour, and he's getting like a minute. So she has an even greater scar. But being a woman being a facilitator for this Talmud Torah, it's the best investment for her because she gets more bang for her buck. If she would sit down and learn a blot of Gemara, okay, so she's animatsuva, she does it. But if she can get her husband to do it, then he gets more scar because he's commanded to do it, and she gets the assist, so she gets more bang for her buck in that hour of learning, so it's more better investment over time. Okay. You having it?
I'm not.
Okay. Okay, so, I'm sorry to interrupt, we'll call it here.